Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Men's Room IPA can be found section 319, the upper deck of the Good Hops beer stand. Also section 243, club level at the third base bar. Hopefully more locations coming up. Our more locations around the area include Northwest Brew Works, the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Oh, nice!
Fisherman's Restaurant, Ringer's Pub and Grill, Lucky Silver, Toscano's Italian Kitchen, the Gas Lamp Tavern, Imbibe Bottle House and Tap Room, T-Mobile Park, give you those locations, Zeke's Pizza in Tacoma, Redmond Bar and Grill, Rainier Bar and Grill, Via Marina Restaurante Pizzeria, West Seattle Golf Course. Give it up for Dan and the guys, Dreadnought Brewing, and Jose's Famous Salsa. Some of the
nice,
locations
man. Thank you,
where
guys.
You can pick up the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Our question, what unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, Ted, the one that I got fired from.
I was going to say. It's kind of funny. The Rainier. I was like, oh, yeah, Mike, that's the Water Needle Club. That's your spot.
What do you mean you got fired?
I got fired.
Why'd you get fired? What did you do? What did you do, Michael?
I was.
How many places did you get fired
just
from?
Just the two.
What, that lifeguard?
What is going on?
Yeah. I was a dishwasher, and I thought I was doing a fine job, but apparently I wasn't doing a fine job, and they canned my ass.
How many shifts did
you
work?
You didn't do anything. Right. You just didn't do a good job washing dishes?
Yeah. I think
it's
because
quality
I left
of work
them for an auction.
Or the speed of work?
Say what now?
Was
quality.
It quality.
Quality.
So they were saying there was still food in the pans?
There shouldn't have been, dude. I thought I was doing a fine job. I thought I was doing good.
There shouldn't have been.
All of a sudden, I got a call out of nowhere. Okay, coincidentally, I was away. I had to take time off so I could go to an auction, and I was there, and I got the phone call. Like, yep, calling to let you go, man. Like, well, okay.
You don't let dishwashers go.
Nobody does.
No. You can't.
I'm saying, Mike, you without doing. We have a guy.
You have to be doing cocaine off a hooker on the counter.
You have to do more than that. It has to be customers saw you do it. We had a guy that would shoot heroin between his toes in the bathroom, right? And seriously, I worked with this guy for like 5 years. I'm not joking. We would tell him, like, Jim, man, we know you have a habit. We know you're trying to break it. We know that it is difficult. Can you not do it here? And he'd be apologetic, but it kept his job. Because, Mike, even this guy who's shooting heroin between his toes in the bathroom, his dishes were clean, man.
There was also not enough hot water to get through a night. I don't know if things changed around that.
Excuses,
I'm sure that they have,
excuses.
Do they have a You're Fired merit badge?
They should, man. I'm just a bad employee.
That's a good joke, Montgomery. That's a good joke. The years of Eagle Scouts. He got you on that one, Mike.
Yeah. Look at that right there. Fired.
Twice.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803.
That's all right. They wouldn't hire me at a driving range.
Damn, bro.
What were you trying to do? Just work there behind the counter?
I just applied for the job. You know, you're like 15 or whatever. You start applying for jobs.
Sure.
God damn, it's a good story. But then the defensive line coach of varsity football, I'm in summer school and he comes in and I love this guy. Don't get me wrong. His gold's a great man. And he goes, Smitty, get out of class. I got to talk to you, right? And I said, what's going on? He goes, look at these grades. He goes, you got a summer job? I said, well, I'm applying down at the driving range. He goes, with these grades, you don't seem smart enough to pick up golf balls.
Oh. Damn.
And you still didn't get the job.
I still didn't. I don't know why I didn't get that job.
I told you.
But Mr.
I told you were qualified.
His line, though, when he said that, I was like, Yeah, you're right, Miss Cole.
I ain't gonna hire your dumb ass.
Also, wow. I'd be like, well, I'm in summer school for three classes. I mean, this grade should be shocking to you.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
And it's like a little brother getting in trouble. The whole classroom. Smitty, get out.
Ooh. We should start doing that at work again.
Remember that? The motorcycle.
You know what I mean? Bring it back. So if something like the boss is mad at you, just everyone.
Yeah, but at work, it's not as fun.
But we don't do it. I bet
you I can't just
fun.
Go, like, oh, I guess I'll go to the public radio station now. Right? Like, get kid to high school. That's rough, but.
Public radio station. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, gentlemen, this story goes back about 50 years. I was probably about 10 years old, about 4.5 feet tall. Me and my dad and one of his buddies were up in eastern Washington, up in Okanagan. And we went there to go do some trout fishing. And we get to the stream, and my dad realizes that we need some more bait. So he takes off down to the bait store, and me and his friend, we'll just call him Jim, go down to the stream, and we're fishing along, and I catch a fish, and I'm just, you know, I'm 10 years old. I'm, like, excited, and I'm all, okay, this is great. I pull the fish up on the shore, and I, you know, kill it and get it off the hook, and now I got scales all over my hands. So I reached, I'm over by the river, and I'm kind of on a little bluff kind of in a way, and I'm reaching, I'm cleaning my hands, taking the scales and stuff off my hands, and out of nowhere, this snake comes up and bites my finger out from under the water.
Jesus,
no way.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I rear back and I hold my hand, you know, my hand all the way up, and this snake is every bit as big as I am.
What kind of snake
and
was
I'm
it?
Just like, I'm thinking I'm dead. This is a water moccasin. You know, we're in eastern Washington. This snake's coming from under the water, and I'm just like, what the? And I shake it off my hand. And luckily, it went back in the water, but it came back up on shore. So now I'm yelling at my dad's not there yet, and I'm over there screaming at his friend, who's probably about 20, 30 yards downstream from me, saying, I just got bit by a snake. And he comes running up to me, and he's like, and he texts me, and he looks at my
color. Oh, hey. Yep.
Hang on. Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
How funny was it?
Sucker, mother.
Well, the important thing is that you can identify what the hell the snake is.
Yeah.
I mean,
now
you can't go back
to the program.
You can't go back in the water.
All right, welcome back to the program, Mike.
Gosh darn it.
That's all right, man. So was he able to identify the snake?
Well, what we did is he went over there. The funny part about it is that he went over with a club and he started clubbing the snake. And he's dancing all around this snake and he finally kills it. By then, my dad shows up. He's at the top of the hill there, and he's probably maybe 50 yards away from us. And I'm yelling up to him, Dad, I just got bit by a snake. And I swear, I mean, I didn't probably get the word snake out of my mouth, and he was standing next to me.
Did it break skin?
It did break the skin. And so we grabbed all the snake and everything. We took off. We jumped in the truck. We went down the ranger station just a few miles down the road. Ranger station grabs, you know, looks at the snake, looks at my finger. There's no puncture marks. It's just kind of like a razor cut. Looks back at the snake, looks at my finger, looks up at us and says, this is the biggest gardener snake I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Okay, thank God.
How relieved were you?
Oh, my gosh, was I ever. I thought I was going to die. My heart was pounding, and my dad's, you know, the look on his face, and we all thought, you know, going to be checking out here pretty soon.
Yeah, Mike, it's been nice knowing you for 10 years. You've been a good son. Yeah.
I wonder if the park ranger has anti-venom for the poisonous snakes that are on, you know, in the area.
I don't know.
Or if that's just something where you got to go to a hospital, you know.
I feel like it's in such short supply, at least the way I always hear it through the media. It seems like it's always in such short supply that it's at the hospital.
Okay.
But, you know, it would make sense if the park ranger, like, hey, if I'm the first person they're going to visit, I shouldn't be middle management on this. Right. You know what I mean? Like, let me help these people.
Did I say he was 10 when that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 years old.
Like the idea and his thought at a 10-year-old, might be checking out.
Checking out. Isn't even this mortal coil.
I hit double digits. I'm out.
What are you, 70?
What an unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Just a quick text here. Several different things. An octopus clung to my leg in the ocean of Mexico. No, thank you. A crow dropped a dead rat on my car, knowing what we know of crows, probably on purpose. And I tried to feed a coyote with mange because I thought it was a sick dog. Yeah, now it's just a mangy coyote.
You have traits. Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show in the house. How are you?
I'm great. One person from our show wants it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out this afternoon.
You know it.
Taryn's going to be a mother.
Yeah, parenting.
A mom quote. I'm going to go leave early to be a mom.
And look, Taryn, you're not fooling us, dude. We got kids. We use our kids as that excuse, too. Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that, man. My kid's sick.
I did have a moment yesterday with my kid that I realized that my kid is already smarter than me.
Uh-oh.
Having like one of those moments. She had a moment like one of those little temper tantrums, and she snapped at me. I'm like, "You don't snap at your father." She's like, "Well, Dad, you snap at me." I was like,
"Well,
I was like, crap, you are right."
Yeah, well, earn a paycheck, kid. Then you can snap.
That's right.
I think the deal you make with kids, at least in my experience so far, is all right. You can snap at me a little bit once you're old enough to help me with tech. And now both of the kids, right? Because, like, I legitimately need their help sometimes. Like, hey, man, come, what did I do on the computer? And my son, he always just gives me the same look. Like, Jesus Christ, how does this man feed us, you know? Mm-hmm. In 2 seconds, he solved it. So I'm like, all right, that gives you a freebie to give me grief about something later.
I'll give you some advice if you'd like it.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Okay. See how I said was, I'll work by not snapping at you if you work at not snapping at me. And that's how we figured it out.
This is live advice. I've had two daughters, and here's what I would say. If she has interest in soccer, basketball, whatever, right? If she shows interest, then you're in. If she doesn't, don't suggest it. The last thing you want to do is spend your Saturday and Sunday every single weekend standing outside in the rain in some elementary school that you drove an hour to get to, and then you're hungry, and then you got to bring snacks for the kids so that they have
oranges and donuts, baby.
Yeah, I mean, every time we drive by a park, my wife looks at me and goes, I hope Tatum never wants to play soccer.
Yes.
And soccer's not so bad. The sport, we talked to my son because he's an athlete, and he likes to play a lot of different things. And I never wanted to bring it up. My wife's like, well, you have to bring it up because it's unfair not to. So I said, dude, do you want to play baseball? He said, no. I high-fived him. I said, thank you.
Yep.
Because the baseball parents, man, it's like all weekend, every weekend.
Those travel teams are ridiculous.
Right. That's what I mean, man. Look, they're gone. They're spending money on hotels. They're tired. They're pissed off.
Even worse, hockey.
Is hockey worse?
Every game is like, or you have to be at the rink at like 6 in the morning, it's cold.
No.
Bands don't have gigs every Saturday and Sunday if you're in band. If you're in dance, you have a recital, but you don't every Saturday
like
and
twice
Sunday.
A year, we got to sit
if
through.
You're in theater, you have a play, but it's not every Saturday and Sunday in the rain.
I'll tell you, that's the only one, and my dad was good about coming to sports, the only one he didn't care was about those wrestling matches.
Oh, really?
You're just spending all weekend in a gym watching other kids wrestle. And then for maybe 9 minutes or something total, if it goes 3 rounds or whatever. Yeah. I can't remember how long they are. I was not very good. I always got pinned.
And that had to be the smelliest of all the sports to go to, I would think.
Oh,
that gym
brutal.
Had to get thick, dude. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but how is this going to help my kid from snapping at me?
It's not.
Okay, just making sure. I was
I've stopped snapping at you. Go to your
room. Basically just guaranteed she's going to be an awesome soccer player.
Well, we go back to the days before kids today on Sit and Spin. We're going back to the decade known as the 90s there. Great music. Came out of the 90s for sure.
I think so. Absolutely, man.
I argue the 90s and the 70s are the two best eras for music.
I would agree. Right. I would agree.
So the folks at Loudwire.
So
they
we're
came
both
out,
wrong.
Yeah. We're all old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's what that means.
The 80s was totally different music-wise. And then, it was all kinds of different stuff. There was everything from Hall & Oates and John Mellencamp to Pet Shop Boys, Culture Club.
I was going to say, but technology had a lot to do with that. So, one's keyboards. Kind of became a new thing they introduced to music. Because keep in mind, before the 80s, you weren't hearing a lot of keyboard. You know, you might hear piano and all that. And that changed music forever, man. So you ended up with your Depeche Modes or who are they competing with?
The Cure. Duran Duran.
Cure, all that whoever. Stuff, man.
And Susie and the Banshees.
Absolutely.
So we have, the list was 75 of the greatest rock songs of the 90s, and we just randomly picked 10 for it.
Number 10.
I love this song.
I can tell. That was a strong response.
Fun fact, all the members of Cracker are black.
I believe that.
All the members of Black Sabbath are white.
See?
What? Black Crowes?
Right back at you.
What about Green Day then, guys?
Right. They are like the ultimate one-hit wonder. Yeah. I know they had the other song, like that Teen Angst song, but
right.
This is like their only big hit.
It's a cool tune, though.
I
man.
Love this song.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 9.
It's a good band, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Korn's badass.
Yeah, and the 90s are a long decade, too.
What do you mean?
Well, just it starts
longer
with, like,
than most.
No, but it starts like I think a lot of people think 90s rock. You think about early 90s, like yeah. hair metal.
Right.
Then there's like grunge stuff. And then you get into Korn and Limp Bizkit.
New
by
metal,
the end of
it. Is they called it. Yeah.
Korn kind of phase worked, and then it became like the early 2000s era of music.
Yeah.
The new metal, which we were talking about this morning about like the what would be the big four for your new metal bands.
Ooh.
Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Does it have to be
like,
four?
I know.
Right. Everything's like groups of four, but it's like, are there?
Jesus.
Come on, Ted, we're counting on you. The new
Chester.
Metal.
Chester.
Linkin Park. Good. Yeah.
Hey. Chester Chino.
I'm going to say, right? Mike Shinoda raps.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Eight. Number eight.
But I'm going hungry.
This is like the beginning of the U.S.'s transition to understanding what Seattle was about to do.
Yeah.
Like, this was, because everyone had heard about Mother Love Bone, but if you're on the East Coast, you'd only really heard of them. Then you heard Andrew Wood dying, and then there's this Eddie Vedder guy who kind of sings, kind of mumbles, but this was the first time anyone really heard him.
The crazy part, though, was, like, in a way, like, I know for me, growing up in New York, you heard of Pearl Jam became big, and then it was like, oh, here's Temple of the Dog. Like, they became big after, but the record was recorded before.
Yeah.
So, like,
correct.
The whole time frame was just strange. And then whenever you talk about it, still, we get texts from people that are still not over the fact that Eddie Vedder didn't show up at that Temple of the Dogs show.
Oh, really?
The last show that before Chris passed, and didn't go up there and sing this song. Everyone still like holds ill will towards
him. Well,
for
listen,
that.
Guys, I'm going to outdo you. My buddy Tony, who's the grumpiest mother effer I've ever known, he will not listen to Pearl Jam because he was upset that they replaced Andrew Wood. I'm like, brother, do you know how many decades have passed? Like, I won't do it.
What were they supposed to do?
I know exactly.
Right. These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Seven, number seven.
And I wonder when I sing along with you.
Yeah, hard to argue that, man.
Yep. Isn't this about the one of the girls from Veruca Salt? I think when Dave Grohl was dating... I can't remember if it was Veruca Salt, one of those female-fronted bands from the 90s. Yeah. He was dating like one of the main members of the band, and this song is about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Be careful the songs you release about people when you admit it.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Six. Number six.
How many albums have they put out? Because they wait, what, 7 or 8 years? Between albums, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe a handful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think of them as like the 90s. They're Tool's just Tool.
Yeah.
And they're their own separate category.
They're like Mars.
Yeah.
They're in their own world, yeah.
Undertow is pretty big.
This is the making of a great playlist. That's all I know right now.
It really is,
so
man.
Far, I've loved every song.
We should just play this afternoon. Yeah. The whole thing. These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Five. Number five.
Gone. Gosh.
I mean, Evil Empire was almost the soundtrack to my junior prom.
That's romantic.
Seriously, man.
That's an aggressive dance.
But it was like the rock band came out, and like if you liked rap, all the brothers liked this band, all the white hardcore dudes liked this band. It was just like, we were all like, it's a moment. We all agree.
Right. 10 of the best rock bands from the 90s.
Never heard of these guys.
Yeah.
Ever.
Your friend hates them, I hear.
I don't even know if he hates them. He just refuses to listen. I'm like, how do you not
you
listen
to Pearl Jam? You can't ignore
right, you
Pearl
can't
Jam.
Escape
it's,
them,
it's
dude.
It's going to come on.
It's like the song Smooth.
Right.
Like, you don't have to like it, but don't tell me you don't hear it, man. It is everywhere.
It's like me saying, I can't, if Taylor Swift comes on, I don't listen to it.
I honestly don't know her song. I'm sure I've heard everything she's done. I could not tell you a song from her. I just don't recognize it.
Best rock songs from the 90s.
Number three.
Oh, the resurgence of Creed.
You and me both. They're back. It's unreal. People love them now.
It's. I don't know if you saw this video. They were performing somewhere, and there's like a balcony of bros. And they're all shirtless, holding each other, singing Creed. I never wanted to be in a group of shirtless men more in my entire life.
Yeah, bro culture has brought back Creed, which is weird.
They just did a gig.
I told you, I listened to it. He sounds good.
I always remember
you were saying, so look, you can like him, not like him, but dude has not lost any voice, hasn't lost a sound.
Yeah, I never liked Creed. I was a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, they're stealing your stuff. These guys suck. I hated Creed my entire life until right now, and I freaking love the band.
You know what? Truth be told, me and Nickelback as well.
Yes!
For whatever reason, I just needed a break. I think maybe some time off, and then we'll.
I will take time off to see Creed if they ever come to town. Like,
you know what? If they come, I'm going.
Dude,
man.
I think back in the day, Mad
the party
TV,
bus.
Will Sasso did a whole bit where he was either Eddie Vedder or this guy from Creed.
Because
their voices, they do it a certain tone.
These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number two.
This is one of the most badass tunes ever, I think, man. Not exactly a pick-me-up, but I can listen to it anytime.
I'll still never forget the time that Ted and I were trying to party at my house, and we put on Alice in Chains' Dirt.
How dark did that get?
And it was like, was it Sick Man, I think the song was like, where he goes, ah!
Yeah.
And we finally looked at each other and go, I can't do this right now.
It's like a two-minute song. It just starts with screaming, and we were like, we got to turn that off.
We're too high for this, man.
By the way, just so you know, you're texting. These are in no particular order. There's 75 altogether of these tunes on the Loudwire.
So get off Biles' back.
Right, yeah.
I can't believe this one isn't number one.
Oh, you know what? Then 10 of the best rock songs. This is number one, then. How's that?
Number one.
Let's go.
Oh, randomly.
No, I'll have you know.
All right.
The Two Faith No More fans in the studio at the same time.
Random.
Wow.
Hey, Mike's the one who was jamming on this. You guys, what was it? What was the game?
It was Rock Band, man.
Rock Band, and you had never heard this before.
No, when I got the game Rock Band, I was relatively new into harder rock music, and then I didn't know like any of the library that was on there. But I kept coming back to this song because it was badass.
Yes, there you go. Steve Mix, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank God you showed up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody cares.
Metallica tickets every day in May. That begins tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning.
7:20 in the morning. We kick things off.
There we go. Jeez. All right, coming up, we will drink a toast with the shout of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Rob, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. In your lifetime, how have you tried to cheat the system? How have you tried to cheat the system?
Shipping a dead body, but nobody knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just don't tell people what it is. Put it in a Tupperware container.
Don't sweat this.
So many times I have cheated the system.
Okay.
Not many I'd like to repeat on the air, but I would say I like a simple one is you play the game of can I beat the ETA that Google Maps gives me to where I'm going.
All right. Okay. And is that based on your speed or your route of travel?
Little column A, little column B.
Okay. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I want to backtrack real fast. Miles.
Yes.
As a man that is over 6 foot tall and suffers from no acetal disease, you got to get yourself a pair of overalls, man. Get some nice overalls.
I'm from West Virginia. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
It's like me dating my cousin.
And it wouldn't surprise anyone.
Howdy, y'all. You ready for a radio show?
He's from West Virginia. Of course he's wearing overalls. This is one of those things I can't do. Steve can't walk down the street eating a piece of watermelon. I can.
I can't do it.
I can. He can't. There's just certain things in life that you know the optics are like, oh, look at that West Virginian and the overalls. I mean, it's just like
Would you wear suspenders that we could see before you wear overalls?
Well,
I bet it's one or the other. You're going to work, you got the overalls, or you got suspenders.
Here's the weird thing about overalls. People wear them in the summertime in West Virginia, so they will often wear them without a shirt on.
Of course.
So you have that look of just like, that's the look I know. Because even in the summertime, like farmers, whatever, they'll get hot or working outside, but they're still wearing the protective cobra.
Why don't you just do that?
I mean, that's what Tim does for Moonshiners. He wears overalls all the time without a shirt.
He does.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he has to go to a business meeting. And I'm
like, probably filmed close to West Virginia.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So and also, if you start wearing overalls, though, like I feel like every Sunday you just need to tell us that, like, you got hog maws or something. You know what I mean? Like, got them damn pork chops cooking.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And, like, you're cooking dinner, but you're somewhat pissed about it.
Right. I have early on in the Netflix world days. Uh-huh. So my first wife, their mom had a lot of the streaming services.
Yeah.
But my kids would come down and they would stay with me and they wanted to watch their shows and continue watching the shows that they've been watching at home at my house.
Yeah.
So for like a year and a half, maybe, I had a Netflix, so to speak, account.
So to speak. Yeah.
So to speak.
Meaning now, you didn't.
Well, yes. But then, okay, here's the problem. You and I'm not sure what the number is. Don't quote me on this. If you are a Netflix subscriber, you know this better than I. But okay, so my daughter goes off to school to Bellingham.
All right.
She still has the password. She still uses the Netflix. Okay. Then I have my other daughter. She's in school. She's also using this Netflix password down in
San Diego.
All right. At the mothership home. They're trying to get on Netflix to watch a show. But let's just say that I, as well, I'm on the fourth profile, and I am using, now they can't get in and watch a show.
Right.
So then I get a call, you know, from my ex-wife at 9:15 at night, because she can see who's watching what. And when she sees mine, which is like some kind of, you know, definitely not something my kids are watching. I can't remember what the hell I was watching. But she calls me up. She's like, could I get a favor from you? And I'm like, yeah, man, sure. What do you need? Could you just stop watching Netflix? We just sat down and we finished dinner. We really want to watch a show. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Kate and Ava are already using there. So when you get on there, then I can't log in. I'm like,
I get it.
Okay. My bad.
Sounds like a you problem. I'm watching a show.
Exactly.
Can you call me back at the end of this?
Well, it can't be her fault. He just stopped paying for it.
I know. Yeah, it's out. Could you give me 13 more minutes?
Come on, man. The show's almost done. Just wait it out.
Exactly.
Play a round of cards.
The reason we asked how have you tried to cheat the system.
I'm ruthless, Dad.
Brutal in here. Can you believe this bitch?
We was,
wants to use her own Netflix?
Interrupting my program.
Walter, ex-husband won't watch it?
Exactly.
Damn.
Didn't I give you enough money?
Yeah.
It should be on the house, won't it?
That's right.
The rudeness of some people.
Breezy asks, how have you tried to cheat the system? Oh, I thought I cheated the system. Great, man. And I totally got screwed out of the deal. Okay, so I had a rental car that I got when the lady hit my car. So I had the rental car for like a month maybe or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rental car was from Indiana.
Okay.
All right. Guess what Indiana doesn't have? They don't have front license plates. So they only have a license plate in the back.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my thought process goes like this. When you're going through a toll, right, if you don't have the good to go or whatever,
yeah,
it's
going
to read your front license plate. And then it's going to bill the rental car place, which then in turn bills you for whatever you incurred during your usage.
Sure.
Typically, that's standard with a front license plate. I didn't have one, and the back was a temporary tag on this car. It was like a brand-new rental car, but it only had like 4,000 miles, 3,000 miles. It still had a temporary tag in the back, and then no tag in the front. I am using every freaking toll lane for a month. I'll go under the tunnel. I'm going over the bridge, you know, in Tacoma, going to Gig Harbor, on the house.
Right.
405. I'm in the way too expensive lane. Like, turns out they have cameras that could take pictures from the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I got them.
I pulled one
over their eyes, man. Then I got
You really didn't know that it's going to take a picture.
I didn't know they had all that.
You just thought it was a front.
I just figured because you see the light flash when you go
through. How much money did you put in tolls?
About $125 a month. I swear to God, I was in the pay lane where you go to pull
Yeah, like, hell
stuff.
Yeah, man.
Like, hey, if you want to pay more, get in this lane. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I'm just burning it up and down the highway.
Surprise.
Got that bill, like, mother.
The weirdest one I saw was we were in a funeral procession, right? So, like, if it's a big funeral, like, at a certain point, like, you know what I mean? Everybody has their lights on or whatever. What's it? Hazard? I forget what you put on. Like, you could tell people are in a funeral.
Know, yeah.
But the light had changed, but everybody's still going through it. And it just sucked because, like, half the people there got tickets.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Because we were all in the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like, basically, once the hearse gets there to the cemetery, you only have so much time. So everybody wants to stay a part of it. Actually, here's a crazy one. My mom used to have that Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going on with her car, and I was not with her, thank God. But I guess it's one of her friends. She doesn't get out of the funeral procession, but the alarm's going off.
Oh, no.
So she's driving in the funeral procession, right? This thing just blaring.
Jesus.
You ever followed a funeral procession just to get through lights?
I think me and Bernie did before.
I've done it. Not something I actively do, but in my younger days, I'm like, you know what, man? Just like you said, throw on the hazards. They don't know. But the thing is, I got through like 8 lights because I didn't have to stop. And I'm like, it's perfect.
You guys ever tailgate an ambulance that's on its way?
No. That seems a little more dangerous.
Have you done that?
That's how you get through traffic, man.
Damn, man.
The reason we asked, how have you tried to cheat the system? Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week.
What?
Yes. Actually, it was not Snoop, but that's where the problem lies. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked almost exactly like Snoop Dogg. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was fairly realistic. Cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. The California Highway Patrol posted the photo on Instagram of the fake Snoop Dogg who was riding shotgun.
I think the best one that I remember, a guy in Phoenix, man, he kept blowing through this toll. Never paid the toll. He was always speeding. All right. I mean, this went on for like a year and a half. So they pull his ass into court and he says, can you prove that I was driving the car? I was like, you know we have cameras. He goes, I know. Take a look at the pictures. Every single picture, this dude wore a gorilla mask, okay? So they have hundreds of them, but in every single picture, it looks like a gorilla driving the car. So they were pissed because they're like, man, we know it's you. He's like, prove it. And they couldn't. So he
it wasn't me. It was the random monkey man.
Yeah, and they're like, you're telling us a gorilla drives your car every day. He's like, pictures don't lie. You know, so like they knew it was him, but they could not prove it. So they ended up dropping all the charges against the guy.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, we do have the Kentucky Derby coming up. Everybody knows. Mike, that's what it sounds like when you're on a racetrack.
Gotcha.
Just like that.
You want me to find it?
Always seems like it's pouring down rain every time I watch one of the Triple Crown races. Yeah.
Last year it rained, but I don't know. I think the weather looks good. But the Kentucky Derby is famous. Look, Kentucky's famous for a few things. The Derby.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. College hoops.
Fried chicken. Mint juleps. Papa right. John.
So, Seersucker suits.
The mint julep is the drink down there. I will also say that is the Kentucky Derby is one of the few sporting events where, like, people are actively drinking. Let me rephrase that. Where, like, the people covering it and stuff
are drinking as well.
Right, because it's always sponsored by a big bourbon company or whatever, mm-hmm. so then they always have to mix them. I'm sure it's like news people in the morning. I don't think they're getting hammered, but they're definitely having one.
I bet they get hammered.
They get there early. Okay.
What exactly is in a mint julep?
I'm glad you asked. The most famous drink, you know, Kentucky at the Derby, it's bourbon, mint leaves, some ice, and sugar.
Ooh, that's it.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I never have in my life. I would never think to order one. It does not cross my mind when I go to a bar.
No, it doesn't seem that complicated to make at home, though.
No. Either.
I have had a bunch of them.
Okay.
I've had them at racetracks. My buddy Rob last year had a little derby party and made a pitcher of them. You could also just throw in some simple syrup, too.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's all you need. The mint julep's a very good drink. Also, don't forget, when you're at home, if you want to impress your friends, feel free to smash that mint in your hand. Get the aromatics going.
I'd like to chew it up first and just spit it directly in a glass. Get that flavor, boys.
But this whole list is porch cocktails. Obviously, this comes from Southern Living, where they've got the best Southern porch cocktails. But you know what? Your porch could be anywhere. Could be a back porch. Could be a front porch. Or a stoop.
Stoop drinks.
Yeah.
It's called a 40.
It is. I introduced to somebody that years ago when I first moved here, and he's like, I don't get it. I'm like, this is it. We're going to sit on the stoop and drink a 40.
You got to have a beer from Stoop Brewing.
And halfway through, he's like, this is great. I was like, yeah, it is.
It's kind of like, you know why that happens so much? Not a lot of people have garages. Right?
Yeah.
So when you're in the city, it's like, look, it's the equivalent of I invite my buddies to the garage. We sit in the garage, we talk ass, and we're drinking. When you don't have a garage, we're just going to sit on the steps. Same beer, same conversation, same buddies, and have a great time.
Yeah, watch the neighborhood go by. Also on the list, they have a watermelon frosé, frozen watermelon plus rosé plus simple syrup, a delicious frozen porch drink.
All right.
I will also, look, I
like watermelon.
Chef secret. Some of this stuff, too, you could buy pre-batched.
Okay, all right.
And then just add the liquor.
Frosé would already be
okay.
Have the liquor in it. That's what I'm saying. You could buy that. I want to say, I think for a while, I think like Costco was selling frosé like ice pops.
You notice that our local watering hole the last couple of weeks started selling some frosés.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice summertime beverage. Now, this one will throw people off because I'm sure you've seen the cans of ranch water.
Ranch water?
Have you never seen those cans?
No.
It's pretty popular. So it's an actual brand, but also ranch water is just a cocktail people in Texas drink. It's very close to a skinny margarita. You just need three ingredients, tequila blanco, lime, and mineral water.
I do recognize the can now.
So it's a watered-down tequila.
Topo Chico has ranch water.
So right, but there's also a brand that's just called ranch water, and they have like different little flavors. So like,
I see it. Ranch water, original hard seltzer. Okay. All right.
Yeah. The first time I went down to Austin, my buddy was like, no, you can just order these here. They're refreshing and great. And also, I think a lot of these porch cocktails, your ranch water, they're coming from southern states where it is ungodly hot in the summer. So when you're sitting outside, you need something mm-hmm. light and refreshing, right? I mean, obviously, you could always have a porch beer, but, you know.
Right.
Porch beer.
Next one up, Miles, I'm expecting you to make this one. The Salty Dog.
The Salty Dog.
Salt.
Grapefruit
juice, gin, ice to make a salty dog.
I try.
A refreshed and slightly tart drink begging for another round. You know what? I don't have it here, but I saw a guy that I follow on Instagram, three pieces of pecan or pecan, and we made a beverage a few weeks ago for the Masters called the Azalea. Delicious.
Hmm. What the hell is in it?
Same thing. It was like cranberry juice, like some vodka or tequila. I can't remember. Some type of simple syrup, hard shake, and then pour it over ice with, I want to say, a little piece of orange or something as the finish.
All right.
Yeah. This one, vodka cherry limeade. You would know that from Sonic, but you mix vodka with Sprite, add cherry juice, lime juice, simple syrup. It's a great one.
Sounds like a Shirley Temple with alcohol.
Yeah. Also, real quick, there's a quicker version of this one as well. Go buy just lemonade, like a limeade.
Yeah.
Drink out a certain part of it or just pour it out. You don't have to drink that much lemonade. Throw in a little packet, a couple packs of fruit punch Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Add your vodka. Throw that, shake it up, throw it in the fridge. Boom.
Pants come flying off.
And then this last one, I don't like what they're calling this. Miles, you'll know this. They call it a spiked Arnold Palmer.
Okay, well, that's lemonade and tea, and then it's what, vodka in between?
So an Arnold Palmer is tea and lemonade together, right? Then they say you add a little bourbon to this one, and it makes it a spiked Arnold Palmer. If you know anything about golf, one of the most notorious drinkers and golfer of all time is John Daly.
Without a doubt.
So that's how I've always had it. If you add vodka,
John Daly.
Then it becomes a John Daly as opposed to an Arnold Palmer.
Well, and a twisted tea will also make like a half and half iced tea lemonade that is also spiked as well. I don't know if it's just, you know, like what seltzers are technically what their alcohol is made out of. It's kind of the same situation there, but it's fantastic. I love an Arnold Palmer, and that same taste in alcohol, I'm in.
I would also highly recommend the Transfusion, another good golf drink.
Transfusion
nice cold,
is?
Refreshing drink.
Right. I made a bunch of those last summer at a party. I was bartending, and that was the specialty. So what is it, grape juice, vodka?
Ginger ale or ginger soda, and sometimes a lime.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Light and refreshing. Also, any of these beverages we're talking about, I highly recommend you get a mason jar, fill it up with ice, right? And then just sit out there and enjoy it. Put on your suntan lotion. Maybe you got the baseball game on in the background or you're watching the derby. Like, get that stuff done.
And hopefully you have a covered porch.
You guys like pickles?
Yeah.
Nope.
Mike, this one's just for us.
Hit me.
Clausen Pickles is selling their pickled flavor wine seltzers again.
Oh. In.
Yeah.
In.
They came up with it as an April Fool's Day joke last year.
Well, yeah, I know why.
People, well, there's pickle people like Mike and I.
Pickle people. Got to be aware of them in the shower.
And we like
hey,
it.
What are you doing?
People wanted more pickled flavored drink options. 6% alcohol, which is like a beer or a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Last year's version came in 8.4-ounce cans. They've upped it to 12 ounces this time. You got to go, you got to go to a website called spritzsociety.com. It's a little expensive, but you can get them there. But I'm with you. I don't think pickle juice gets enough credit for A, its deliciousness, and B, its benefits and effects that it has on people. You don't want to drink a ton of pickle juice because that's bad for you. It's got way too much salt. But I mean, you get done in a workout, you're living in the desert. Take a little hit of pickle juice.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
At B Dracula.
Yeah, that's at B Dracula.
69-420.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, that's me, Jay, like the letter.
Hola. Jake, are you sober or not sober?
Very sober.
Are you okay, Jake?
Well, I just don't want to be, but I got to do soccer practice, so got to wait.
All right. Jake, what are you going to come home to? 65,000 bees, a wild boar, a black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
Jay.
Oh, bees.
Jay.
I'm just leaving the door open and they can go pollinate things.
All right.
Holy Jay.
Why do you make that sound dirty? All right.
Huh? I make everything sound dirty.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question.
Ease up on that before we go to practice, all right?
Where does actress Kate Winslet keep her Oscar so that house guests can make speeches?
Yeah, yeah. Her mantle.
It's in her bathroom.
Yep.
She puts it in her, so when people go to her house, she goes, look, You've already done it with, you know, a broomstick, whatever it is. Everyone has their acceptance speech for the thing that we've never done. But she goes, we understand this, so I keep it in the bathroom. When people visit, they can pick it up and look at themselves in the mirror as they give their acceptance speech for whatever.
That's sure. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a cool move.
Yeah, so others can do it. She's so, not in the bathroom every
damn
day.
Would you like to see what I do?
Oh, I'm scared.
That's awfully shiny. Jesus.
Oh, no.
I was going to do it on stage. $20 bet.
Surprise.
All right, your question. Jokers were introduced to the standard deck of cards specifically for what game? Rummy, Euchre, Crazy Eights, or Pitch?
Euchre.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was just for spades.
Really? No, they were introduced.
That's the only game I use them in.
Really? Never use them in poker of any kind or anything like that?
Joker? No, I feel like poker games, the jokers have to be taken out. But I mean, in spades, the jokers are the most important two cards.
I do it for Old Maid.
The guy, you live an exciting life.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Right now, Devin.
Once again, men's room callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Take two. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game known as Big Dummy?
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Sarah, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I'm sober, but not for long.
All right, Sarah.
How do you plan on not being sober?
I'm on my way to go get beer.
Oh. Men's room original IPA, I hope.
Of course.
Yeah.
Very nice, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, you're going to come home. What are you coming home to? 65,000 bees, a wild boar, a black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
I'm
going to
go with rattlesnakes.
Okay.
All right.
You're kind of girl there, Ted.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you finish your name with an A or an H?
I finish it with an H.
I wrote it down.
H. Now, what's your theory, Ted?
Sarah's with the H's are nicer. Sarah's with the A's can be hotter.
Okay.
Sarah with an H means princess.
Okay, well, you're an uglier princess, but very sweet. If you drop the H.
Aww.
Well, I'm just basing this on Ted's theory. All right, Sarah, with an H, here's your question.
It's a theory, not a law. Sarah, I'm sure you're very attractive.
Thank you.
How many states are only three letters long?
Ooh. Only three letter states?
Sorry. How many? Yeah. No. Jesus Christ. How many states are only four letters long?
Four.
All right.
That's impossible.
I'm going to go with three.
Yeah, you're paying attention.
Okay.
Utah.
Utah, Ohio, and?
Iowa.
All right.
All right. Here is a one and done question for you since you're so freaking smart. The New York Marathon is the largest in the world. True or false? As in the number of people running. True.
Yep. It is?
Yeah, it's the biggest one, believe it or not.
Do you not have to, is it not as hard to get into as like the Boston one?
You need a sponsor.
That might be part of it.
So I don't know.
I think Boston might be the hardest one to get into. So my sister-in-law has run the New York Marathon like three times now. I don't know why she does that, but she likes to do it. But yeah, and I want to say she tried to qualify for Boston, right, and couldn't get enough sponsors.
You also have to have a decent time for your age.
I just know Boston's a pain, like you got to. You can't just sign up and go.
Right.
Do they do that with regular marathons?
I get, because they do like the Seattle Marathon, right?
Right. Like, do they like eyeball? Like, do you just like, dude, seriously, can you run that far?
No. You sign up online and pay
for
it.
Who would you say that to, money. Ted? Even
oh,
if
I'm thinking
we
about,
know.
I'm thinking about me showing up, like, here, dude, pound out 26. Like, man, you ain't run. You're not running 26.
Oh, sir, you understand we mean 26 miles today.
Right. Oh, I'm going to break it up.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober?
Nope, not sober.
Are you drinking men's room IPA?
I wish, but no, I'm drinking Bud Light.
All right. Okay, Julie, our men's room poll, what are you going to come home to? 65,000 bees, wild boar, black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
I'm going to go with the boar.
Wild boar.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what the boar would ask you, Julie?
What?
How many times you peed?
No, only twice.
Only twice, huh?
I bet you could wrestle it down with the big ass hand.
Oh, man.
Back to that again.
Damn it. I told you.
Just choking to death.
Right.
Without even getting up.
No, I'm going to grab my shotgun and shoot it, and I'll have a barbecue.
All right, I'm in for that.
But in her hands, it looks like a pistol.
Oh, man.
All right, Julie. Guys,
you should have never told us.
It's not. I shouldn't. I'm not calling in again for a while. I'm not, that's got to go away.
All right, Julie. Here's your question. Do people start looking at your hands now when you go out?
Well, they do. And they're like, why do they think you have big hands? And I'm like, I don't know. Look at my hands. They're not big.
Well, it's an easy way to strike up conversation at the bar.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you big hand, Julie.
Great.
All right, Julie, here's your question. What nursery rhyme character was an arachnophobic?
Oh, yes.
That is.
Yeah.
It's
a dirty, dirty name.
Hold on. Little Miss Muffet.
Bam! Yeah. All right. One and done, Julie. You got it.
I totally screwed the pooch on that one. All right. Here is your one and done. I could not think. I'm like, who the hell scared of spiders and nursery rhymes? And then as soon as I saw the answer, I'm like, right, her. That's her whole gig.
And Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie.
Was he scared of spiders?
I don't know.
I heard he had chlamydia. All right, Julie. Here is your true or false question. True or false? Georgie Porgy got the clap.
Sounds like a bad gangster from the 20s, too.
Georgie Porgy.
You know the rest of that one, though.
Yeah. With the clap. A shrimp's heart is in its head. True or false?
True.
You are correct.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast a group of tourists on safari in Africa. Man, we've talked about safaris a billion times on this show. And look, we recognize the inherent danger, but just, you know, human curiosity gets the better of you. We live in the States. How cool would it be to see exotic animals?
Cat got your tongue?
Cat's got my, well, maybe. Now, like anyone on safari, the hope was to witness exotic animals doing what they do. And these people, they actually lucked out. Now, from the safety of their covered Jeep, they got to witness two lions, a male and a female, on the prowl. Then the lions approached the Jeep. People get a little bit nervous. But that's when the female climbed on top of their vehicle, followed by the male. But the lions were not stalking the passengers, oh no. Instead, the lions, much like old people in Florida, they used the roof of the Jeep to have sex. For about 2 minutes, the Jeep rocked from side to side while the lions made their sweet, sweet loving. When it was all over, the male rolled out, as men are prone to do, and then the female took a quick nap, as men generally are prone to do, still on top of the Jeep. Now, it should be noted that the roof of the Jeep, it's a metal grate, so the people that were sitting in there got up close and personal with all the lion genitalia that they could handle. And they had to endure any lion juice that may have dripped through.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw that picture.
No one is going to do anything to get them to stop. And keep in mind, when lions mate, like, you might be screaming, oh, God, oh, Lord Jesus. They are growling, they're snarling, they're doing their thing. And these people are sitting maybe 9 inches below them in a grate. And so whatever happens, happens, and they get the full experience. My only question is, what do you think that smelled like?
It smelled bad before they even started their activities.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure they were like, these lions are horny. I can tell by the smell.
Smell good, mama.
Oh, you know what they're about to do. So anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
James Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
At B Dracula.
Yeah, that's at B Dracula.
69-420.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, it's actually J like the letter.
Hola. Jake, are you sober or not sober?
Very sober.
Are you okay, Jake?
Well, I just don't want to be, but I got to do soccer practice, so gotta wait.
All right. Jake, what are you going to come home to? 65,000 bees, a wild boar, a black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
Jay.
Oh, bees.
Jay.
Just leaving the door open and they can go pollinate things.
All right.
Holy Jay.
Why do you make that sound dirty? All
right. Huh? I make everything sound dirty.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question.
Ease up on that before we go to practice, all right?
Where does actress Kate Winslet keep her Oscar so that house guests can make speeches?
Yeah, yeah.
Her mantle.
It's in her bathroom.
Yep.
She puts it in her, so when people go to her house, she goes, look, you've already done it with, you know, a broomstick, whatever it is. Everyone has their acceptance speech for the thing that we've never done. But she goes, we understand this, so I keep it in the bathroom. When people visit, they can pick it up and look at themselves in the mirror as they give their acceptance speech for whatever.
That's sure. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a cool move.
Yeah, so others can do it. She's not in the bathroom every
damn
day.
Would you like to see what I do?
Oh, Oscar.
That's awfully shiny. Jesus.
Oh, no.
I was going to do it on stage. $20 bet.
Surprise.
All right. Your question. Jokers were introduced to the standard deck of cards specifically for what game? Rummy, Euchre, Crazy Eights, or Pitch?
Euchre.
No. Okay. I thought it was just for spades.
Really? No, they were introduced.
That's the only game I use them in.
Really? Never use them in poker of any kind or anything like that?
Joker? No, I feel like poker games, the jokers have to be taken out. But I mean, in spades, the jokers are the most important two cards.
I do it for Old Maid.
The guy, you live an exciting life.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Right now, Devin.
Once again, Men's Room colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Sucker. Mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Take two. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game known as Big Dummy?
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Sarah, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I'm sober, but not for long.
All right, Sarah.
How do you plan on not being sober?
I'm on my way to go get beer.
Oh. Men's room original IPA, I hope.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, you're going to come home. What are you coming home to? 65,000 bees, a wild boar, a black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
I'm going to go with rattlesnakes.
Okay.
All right.
Your kind of girl there, Ted.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you finish your name with an A or an H?
I finish it with an H.
I wrote it down.
H. Now, what's your theory, Ted?
Sarah's with the H's are nicer. Sarah's with the A's can be hotter.
Okay.
Sarah with an H means princess.
Okay, well, you're an uglier princess, but very sweet. If you drop the H.
Aww.
Well, I'm just basing this on Ted's theory. All right, Sarah, with an H, here's your question.
It's a theory, not a law. Sarah, I'm sure you're very attractive.
Thank you.
How many states are only three letters long?
Ooh. Only three letter states?
Sorry. How many? Yeah. No, Jesus Christ. How many states are only four letters long?
Four.
All right.
That's impossible.
I'm going to go with three.
Yeah, you're paying attention.
Okay.
Utah.
One and done. Utah, Ohio, and?
Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa. All right.
All right, here is a one and done question for you since you're so freaking smart. The New York Marathon is the largest in the world. True or false? As in the number of people running. True.
Yep, yep.
It is?
Yeah, it's the biggest one, believe it or not.
Do you not have to, is it not as hard to get into as like the Boston one?
You need a sponsor.
That might be part of it.
So I don't know.
Boston might be the hardest one to get into. So my sister-in-law has run the New York Marathon like three times now. I don't know why she does that, but she likes to do it. But yeah, and I want to say she tried to qualify for Boston, right, and couldn't get enough sponsors.
You also have to have a decent time for your age.
I just know Boston's a pain, like you got to. You can't just sign up and go.
Right.
Do they do that with regular marathons?
I get, because they do like the Seattle Marathon, right?
Right. Like, do they like eyeball? Like, do you just like, dude, seriously, can you run that far?
No. You sign up online and pay for it.
Who would you say that to, Ted? Even if we know.
I'm thinking about me showing up, like, here, dude, pound out 26. Like, man, you ain't run. You're not running 26.
Oh, sir, you understand we mean 26 miles today.
Right. I'm going to break it up.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober?
Nope, not sober.
Are you drinking Julie? Men's room IPA?
I wish, but no, I'm drinking Bud Light.
All right. Okay, Julie, our men's room poll, what are you going to come home to? 65,000 bees, wild boar, black bear, or 20 rattlesnakes?
I'm going to go with the boar.
Wild boar.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what the boar would ask you, Julie?
What?
How many times you peed?
No, only twice.
Only twice, all right.
I bet you could wrestle it down with a big-ass hand.
Oh, man.
Back to that again.
Damn it.
Just choking to death.
Right.
Without even getting up.
No, I'm going to grab my shotgun and shoot it, and I'll have a barbecue.
All right, I'm in for that.
But in her hands, it looks like a pistol.
Oh, man.
All right, Julie. Yes.
You should have never told us.
I'm not calling in again for a while. That's got to go away.
All right, Julie. Here's your question. Do people start looking at your hands now when you go out?
Well, they do. And they're like, why do they think you have big hands? And I'm like, I don't know. Look at my hands. They're not big.
Well, it's an easy way to strike up conversation at the bar.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you big hand, Julie.
Great.
All right, Julie, here's your question. What nursery rhyme character was an arachnophobic?
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dirty, dirty name.
Hold on. Little Miss Muffet.
Bam!
Yeah, all right. One and done, Julie. You got it.
I totally screwed the pooch on that one. All right, here is your one and done. I could not think. I'm like, who the hell's scared of spiders and nursery rhymes? And then as soon as little I saw the answer, I'm like, right, her. That's her whole gig.
And Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie.
Was he scared of spiders?
I don't know.
I heard he had chlamydia. All right, Julie, here is your true or false question. True or false? Georgie Porgy got the clap.
Sounds like a bad gangster from the 20s, too.
Georgie Porgy.
You know the rest of that one, though.
Yeah. With the clap. A shrimp's heart is in its head. True or false?
True.
You are correct.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, have a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to Z Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast a group of tourists on safari in Africa. Man, we've talked about safaris a billion times on this show. And look, we recognize the inherent danger, but just, you know, human curiosity gets the better of you. We live in the States. How cool would it be to see exotic animals?
And cat got your tongue?
Cat's got my, well, maybe. Now, like anyone on safari, the hope was to witness exotic animals doing what they do. And these people, they actually lucked out. Now, from the safety of their covered Jeep, they got to witness two lions, a male and a female, on the prowl. Then the lions approached the Jeep. People get a little bit nervous. But that's when the female climbed on top of their vehicle, followed by the male. But the lions were not stalking the passengers, oh no. Instead, the lions, much like old people in Florida, they used the roof of the Jeep to have sex. For about 2 minutes, the Jeep rocked from side to side while the lions made their sweet, sweet loving. When it was all over, the male rolled out, as men are prone to do, and then the female took a quick nap, as men generally are prone to do, still on top of the Jeep. Now, it should be noted that the roof of the Jeep, it's a metal grate, so the people that were sitting in there got up close and personal with all the lion genitalia that they could handle. And they had to endure any lion juice that may have dripped through.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw that picture.
No one is going to do anything to get them to stop. And keep in mind, when lions mate, like, you might be screaming, oh, God, oh, Lord Jesus. They are growling, they're snarling, they're doing their thing. And these people are sitting maybe 9 inches below them in a grate. And so whatever happens, happens, and they get the full experience. My only question is, what do you think that smelled like?
It smelled bad before they even started their activities.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure they were like, these lions are horny. I can tell by the smell.
Smell good, mama.
Oh, you know what they're about to do. So anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.